Come on, man. You feel what I'm saying?
We here, man.
You feel what I'm saying?
Hey, is my cell out?
Yep.
Yo, what's good? What's good? Y'all can hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yo, niggas back, really back, man. Hey, it's been one hell of a break, but we're really back doing these again, man.
Let's do it, man. It's only right.
See, we good, man. We got a lot to talk about, man. That was one of the best weekends of football I ever seen, except for one game. We're going to get into that later.
Nah, all them games was fire. No lie. That shit came out for the wire.
Yeah, that Rams-Bucks game was trash, man.
Niggas was feeling Brady going on like that.
All right, man. Nigga, I feel about these. But before we get into that, man, let's go ahead and introduce everybody. It's your boy, the man, myth, the legend, TMC Jab. We back again. Go ahead and introduce yourselves, man.
It's man, your co-host, man, Bear, Coach Bear, the Prophet, whatever you want to call me, man. We back. We got our two guests, my boys in real life. Damn, they're my brothers. You feel me? Malik and Ant. Go ahead, tell them y'all ats and shit.
We here. It's your boy, Bound Bad, Leak back. You feel me? Everything included in that. You know, we just here to spread the good gospel with y'all, man. Let you niggas know what the fuck going on around here. You know?
Come on, man.
Hey, man, you know what I'm saying? You already know what's your boy, man. Get your I'm right here, man. I'm here. You know what I'm saying? Club and okay. On Twitter with two T's, you feel me? Holla at your boy. Niggas already know what it is.
Come on, man.
Hey, man, since we got y'all here, first game that I want to get into, man, that Packers goddamn 49ers game. It's the thing with that game. I think everybody – because I've been one of the few people all season. You could ask Aang, you could ask Malik, you could ask Bear about this. I said, niggas need to stop playing on. It didn't seem like nobody was giving y'all no type of chance because it was Aaron Rodgers. But y'all walked into the chat and took over that shit, man. Talk to me about that shit, though.
Man, I think people don't really pay attention to injuries, you feel me? So it's like we was in Super Bowl 2 years ago, and then we had hella injuries last season, you feel me? Even injuries in the beginning of this season. So, I mean, you down on your players are supposed to be there to fight with you. I mean, of course you're going to be lopsided playing against other teams, you feel me? That's competing for the bowl. We got all our players back, you know what I'm saying? And Jab and Barry, y'all both was a few people that I was like, hey, man, don't sleep on them, you feel me? And they wasn't hearing us.
Injuries definitely, nigga, fucked our whole squad up. Niggas forgot what the Niners was doing. So I was like, all right, you know, we had our little down here, whatever. But we tried to tell you niggas, man, don't count us out, man. Just because it was looking rocky to the start, man. We got off to a rough start, but niggas shake back, and they had no business, man. They, you feel me? And now we're here.
Hey, that's a goddamn fact. I'll tell you what, man. That boy Debo Samuel is fucking cold, my dog. God damn. I think he should be offensive player of the year, dude. He do everything, man.
I feel like people be subbed to me. Let me get this off, bro. And y'all, Malika, and y'all probably would attest to this. Debo took a leap. At the time when Absolutely. I was saying that he would, I feel like people, especially Niner fans, y'all saw what he could be. So y'all were talking about what he is now.
We already knew. He just got to get the ball. Yeah. Get the nigga the ball, man. That's all it is.
Exactly. Yeah. But he took the leap this year. Now he's really that guy. You feel me?
Correct.
And Ayuk, bro, he would have touched 1,000 if he didn't have his problems with Kyle Shanahan in the beginning of the year.
If Shanahan wasn't acting like no hole to start the season, Ayuk would have easily got 1,000 yards.
So both of them took a leap, bro. So it just helped the offense. And once it's going to be nasty once Trey is – I don't even want to think about it, bro. Like, it's –
When five get out there, definitely.
Man, were y'all part of that camp? What's y'all thoughts? I heard a lot of Niners fans talking about, bro, we should just play Trey Lance. Would Trey have won that game, or y'all think Jimmy G was a nigga for the job?
For what game?
For that Packers game. Y'all think if Trey stepped in, he could have went toe-to-toe with Roger like that?
It's hard to tell.
That's tough.
My thing be this. I feel like Jimmy literally only has a slight edge on Trey. Simply,
it's his experience.
Off experience. That's it, and nothing more.
And he got the guys rocking with him too. Like they've been, you feel me? They've been in battles with this nigga. So it's like, regardless how the fans feel, how we see it, and all that bullshit, the niggas on the field, them niggas matter the most, and they all have Jimmy.
And
they all.
And when
all,
it's
they all fuck with Jimmy. So it's like, it don't matter what we want or what the fuck this nigga might want. You feel me? Jimmy the nigga that's getting it done week in, week out to their standards. So we can't take that from the nigga. He's doing what he got to do. So.
If it's niggas like Trent Williams who voucher for him, you feel me? You got to just take it. If you can't, you just got to respect it.
So it's hard to really say if Trey would have made a difference as far as like certain plays. Like that was like, I'll try to give Jimmy the slight benefit of the doubt that game, only because it was just hella cold out there. I mean, they're basically playing on ice at one point in the game. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That ball, you know, just it's like a rock when you. So, I mean, Trey would have made a difference as far as, like, certain plays. He'd have been able to escape and get up out of there with his legs, like Cap did. You know what I'm saying? But it's also just hard to tell because it's like, no matter how good or bad of a game Jimmy has, there's times where, like, he could throw five picks in a game. And if you keep giving him an opportunity towards the end of the game, he basically going to put you in position to be like, all right, look, like, I messed up this game. But, like, I'm going to get y'all at least right here for us to win the game as a whole. You feel me? So, like, I can make some plays real quick, and just to give us a field goal position, we gonna all win. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's who he is. He's not a 300-400 passing yard quarterback, and we know that about him. I think people need to stop expecting that from him because that's not who he is.
Yeah, he's always been a game manager. Niggas look at him and grade him off a different stature. That's not him. Like, bro, we know he's not gonna go out there and throw four touchdowns, give you 400, 300 yards, that type of shit. That's not what he do. The nigga just try to control the game to his best abilities, and he's going to try to go out there and win. Regardless if the defense is winning or the run game is winning. I mean, the nigga under center, their quarterback, so, I mean, we got to give him some credit. I don't want to, but, I mean, he keep edging out. The nigga keep edging out, getting this little shit off. So, it's like,
because I get what he's saying. I feel like there's some certain games during the season, especially, like, we in the position to have to go win the game because Jimmy messed up earlier in the game. Like, yeah. You the reason we lost to Seattle because you out there throwing a couple of picks. You the reason we lost to the Titans this season because you out there throwing critical picks. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
what you just said, bro, like that's dead on. I think for me, Jimmy a hard ass dude. I don't know what tier to put him as for his quarterback, but it's like what y'all saying is all true. It's hard to give him credit when the reason y'all losing and y'all ain't whole sometimes is because of him. So when he come back and he play good, it's hard to be like, okay, Jimmy a good quarterback. It's like, it should have got to that point.
You can't get a nigga credit because of your bum ass. We in this position in the first place. So it's like,
yeah, that's a fact.
It's almost like a crutch because we use Kyle Shanahan and be like, well, he did that well because he has Kyle Shanahan. And you know what I mean? It's just way too hard to judge him.
Yeah, and he do be the one out there making the throws. You got to give him some credit. Like, early in that game, he hit Kittle. That should have been a touchdown. Yeah. Yeah. Niggas were dropping passes.
Him and so. Jennings, every throw he makes to Jennings is amazing. It's borderline amazing. It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Jennings been balling the last couple weeks.
He be hitting him on some money out routes.
Yeah,
what's crazy because Jimmy's not known for throwing outside the hash.
Like, correct.
That's not his game.
But enough about Jimmy Garoppolo. Okay, we got to talk about the other side of the ball. That D line that y'all got, because niggas don't really know their names outside of Armstead and Bosa, I think. But I seen them niggas take control of that game from the jump. It seemed like
that depth we got on the D line is crazy for sure.
Yeah, dude. crazy,
bro.
Fred Warner and Greelaw, that's one of the top linebacker duos too. Like that front, that's gonna keep out the games.
You could tell not having Greelaw. For if you look at how we were in the beginning of the year towards trending to the end when we got that nigga back, how much of a difference the defense, them niggas was all in sync opposed to that nigga Drake Greenlaw being out and it's just like niggas didn't know what they were supposed to be. And nobody was covering their position.
Which is really critical in football. You feel me? And especially playing the linebacker position, me and Jab know that firsthand. You feel me?
Yep.
You control the you that's a whole nother conversation though. But yeah, that Dre Greenlaw is a. If he would have played all year, he probably would have been had some All Pro votes.
That nigga would
have probably had a better year than Fred Warner because he had a down year.
The injury fucked him over, and Fred really needed Dre out there because then his game
he did he did
his game started to slump.
He did. It's really tough, man. Because that's one of my favorite. I'm not gonna lie, I love me some Dre Greenlaw film, though. That's one of my favorite backs. Like when LD Lavonte David, when he gone, bro. I need, man. We need to see if we can put him next to Devin White, dude. And I, what y'all saying is true. Like, when you missing, listen, I'll do whatever I got to do. I'll make phone calls. When you missing that one nigga next to him, then the other linebacker, he starts got to feel like he got to be Superman, take over the game and shit. Then everything goes downhill from that. I know that firsthand. That's what happened with LD got hurt.
I'm about to say, I know, you know all about that, Jad. When Levante went down, they asked too much of Devin White. He couldn't really hold his own. He was missing that other nigga.
Yeah. So when you get that nigga back, then y'all money. Man, I don't know. People shit on your defense, man. It never made sense to me.
It's funny because in a weird way, Dre Greenlaw going down helped Azeez like have to really step up because I've seen people on Niner Twitter that was like trying to like downplay Dre Greenlaw. So they were trying to say
Al Shazier keep Dre Greenlaw's spot when he come back. Like, bro, come on, let's be real. That nigga should keep his spot when that nigga come back. That don't ever make sense.
They were talking about how, like, outside of, like, Dre Greenlaw's couple of big plays, which was, like, the Seattle one. So, that one where in overtime he had that pick and almost took it back. And then that hit to get us that first seed 2019, right? Mm-hmm. They're trying to say outside of that, like, he ain't done nothing else. And
then they played all of it. Well, they're not watching film.
You don't got to, like, shit on another player to elevate another player. It's okay to say because in the beginning.
But to be honest, you just got to watch the games, bro.
Yeah, fast. Like, you don't know all 22 to know Dre Greenlaw's a good player, man.
And to be honest, in the beginning, Azeez wasn't even all that. Like, when he first was, like, with us, he wasn't even all that. Like, he just really stepped up this season, like, to really, like, he was really out there being a dog and, like, laying a hat. He wasn't like that in the beginning. So, that's why I don't know why people were, like, trying to, like, shit on Dre. Like, he ain't been a boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dre started as a rookie for us. You know what I'm saying? So, it worked out.
It's also crazy that too, like even in that game, like Thomas being out and y'all DBs held up, like that was crazy. Let me do this real quick. I want to talk about Aaron Rodgers. I want all three of y'all opinions on Aaron Rodgers before that game and after that game.
I'll let y'all go first. Go ahead, man.
Go ahead, Lee.
They had the bye, so we was the first team they played. That nigga was starting to trend going up, like, towards the end of the season. I remember I said something to somebody. I was like, I was telling these Packers fans, I was telling Brick and Gray, I was like, look, that nigga A-Rob, he probably finna win the MVP. Like, the last 4, 6, 5, 7 games, the nigga didn't throw no picks. He had, like, a ratio of, like, 20-0 or some shit. He was doing his Dougie. But, I mean, like, the A-Rob that we know when it comes to the playoffs, the film is so, man. That nigga, when it comes down to it, when it's time for his team to win, that nigga do not be getting it done, man. I'm an A-Rod fan. Like, I fuck with A-Rod. But that nigga, he disappointed for the talent he be having and him not coming through constantly.
Man, I don't think you could put it a lot better than that. My thing with A-Rod is he always had an MVP season. I think 12 down in Tampa Bay should get it, but that's not a hit no there. But he went like 10 straight weeks without throwing a pick, all of that. He had a couple scares at the end of the season, but like with the bye week, you would have thought going up against a wild card team, he would have for somebody who was good at Aaron Rodgers, you would have thought he'd be able to step up. And it's weird because ever since they got LaFleur, like in the regular season, they always have a great record, 13 games. They win in every single year. He put up great numbers. But in the playoffs, bro, like he falls off, like his stats. I don't know if he starts playing scared or what it is, but it's just, I don't know. He a totally different quarterback in the playoffs, and I think this is kind of like the last straw for that nigga, man. Like it's no more excuses. Even if you were A-Rod fan, like it's clear he don't get it done in the offs, man.
Correct. Yeah, that's a fact.
And it's been year in, year out.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's been year in, year out for him. Like it's still crazy to me that like his record against us in the playoffs is 0-4. Like, he has not beat us yet. And then to think about all the other teams that he lost to along the way, I mean, there should have been at least maybe one more somewhere along that line. But he should probably have one more ring, you know what I'm saying? But he do decline once again in them playoffs. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, if he just gets scared of certain defenses that just turn up on him or what. But, like, he just has never been able to overcome our defense every time we play him. So, I don't know. I'm feeling the same way. Like it's a wrap for him. You know what I'm saying? I think it is time for them to move on from him and go on and just turn that new leaf. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, that's a fact. That 0-4 record against y'all is pretty damning too. I mean, I didn't even think about that.
Now this one hit a little different though, man. Shout out my boy Alex, man, Dub408 on Twitter. He said it, man. He was talking, bro. You cannot talk shit going into the game and say, yeah, we gonna win in the cold weather, and you shit the bed.
Nah, that's how funny that clip that I seen from 2 years ago after we beat them. He was like, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know, we gotta get these games at home. We can play in the cold. Like, nigga, you had everything set up in your favor. The game, bro. You had everything set up in your favor just to go outside again, nigga. This shit not for you, man. Wrap it up, man.
That's a fact, man. Let me talk about going up to Lambeau Field like it's some big bad task. Like, niggas can't get to that shit, man. Boy, that shit is sweet, nigga. What the fuck? That shit's
fake, bro. Hey, you know what's funny? You got people like...
It's not 1960, bro. It's not 1960. It's not Bart Starr throwing the fucking court.
Correct. Yeah, exactly.
Come on, bro. That shit don't hold no weight, bro.
And he tried to scare people with it. But what's funny is you got people like on our team, like Kittle, that excites him. Like Kittle said it, like, man, it don't get no better than this playoff football and Lambeau in the snow. Like, we coming for this. Like, yeah, niggas, it don't niggas, get niggas no better. And when you got players on our team that's moment. Excited for that, they want it more than you.
Yeah.
You overly comfortable.
Hey, Maples, your pack's still up, bro. You got on our podcast and said y'all was scared of the Niners. They got on Twitter and said y'all was going to smoke them.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all at home.
And that nigga say he's not losing to no Jimmy G. Jimmy G in the NFC Championship game, man.
Hey, he got forever, for record, he for forever record, got a Cowboy,
for the record, I had Cowboy fans tweeting me earlier in the week, texting me in person, all types of shit, talking hella shit to me all earlier in the week, saying they was going to whoop us. I'm like, you niggas had 7 until 8 minutes left in the game.
Man, talk your shit at, man. Come on.
Don't say shit to me. Feel me? I went up in their house and was talking my shit in there. Some of their fans didn't get up till it was 8 minutes left in the quarter. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that JJ Maples shit, nigga. Is still in the air. Come on, man. That JJ Maples is still in the air, man.
Thanks. Hey, Maples, you are all the rest of you niggas, Brick, Gray, all you niggas. Hey, Gray, I hope you listen to this shit. This is round 2 of Malik whooping your ass, man. That nigga was talking shit to him for like 2 hours.
This Packer pack still forever up. That bitch ass of your Gray is never exempt, man. That nigga's a fucking punk. I'm gonna smoke that nigga for life. Beginning of the year. Hey, let's take it back to week 3. That bitch ass nigga was running his mouth over that weak ass regular season dub that they were so high on. Like, okay, fuck with us, bro. I told that nigga, I was like, look, man, the Niners, we run the NFC North. They wasn't feeling that, but the proof is in the pudding, man. What the fuck do they do when it's winning time when it matters? Who give a fuck about the regular season?
Facts.
Nobody cares about that shit. It matters when it happens in January, and then niggas don't do that. That nigga forever living on that 2011 ring. Like, nigga, get over yourself. Nigga, that shit was 11 years ago. Nigga, what year is it? It's 2022. What have you done for me lately? Shit. Get that nigga out of here, man.
Yeah, bro. Man. Yeah.
Get that nigga the fuck bro, out of here, man.
Hey, shout out my guy Kev, bro. The thing about Aaron Rodgers is, in a lot of these games, he losing situational football. He losing on third downs. He losing on fourth downs. He bro, hard second downs, bro. So it's like, wherever you go, you got the weapons in Green Bay. So wherever you go, you're going to have weapons too. That don't mean you're going to luck up and win. Now, you could go to the AFC. Now you got to deal with niggas like Lamar and fucking Pat Mahomes. And come on, bro. Like Joe Burrow, Herbert.
On a side note, y'all, I ain't going to lie. Bro, I've never witnessed a game won off a special team like that game was. That shit was fucking nuts, man. I ain't never seen the game run off our special team.
Our special team's been trash all season.
Exactly,
bro.
All season, not, bro. That's what makes it funny because, nigga, both teams' special team was trash. Nigga, ours was trash and theirs was trash. So for the game to come down like that and we won off a special team, nigga, that's crazy.
That's crazy, man. What y'all think is next for A-Rod and Devon after this? Because the way I'm thinking – A-Rod done over there, I think. And Devonta, they can't afford to keep both of them. And I'll tell you what, if Devonta not there, A-Rod is for sure not coming back. You're not throwing up the goddamn Alan Lazard.
I think A-Rod already out the door. We just got to figure out what Devonta's going to do. Is he going to follow that nigga or he going to his own team? I think A-Rod going over to
the Colts. They might have to, but I think for sure they're not coming back, both of them.
Because I mean, it's only like 2-3 teams that could afford both of them, like realistically.
I think A-Rod going to the Colts, I think they might even trade Winston.
I've seen Pat McAfee say that. I could see that.
Yeah, no, I think so.
He got a nice little squad over there.
Yeah,
he got a nice little
squad. That's not a bad move, though. That's not a bad.
It's really not.
I mean, imagine if A-Rod was over there with him all season. If he went to the Colts.
Yeah, good offensive line. They got Darius Leonard over there. Kenny Moore. They got good players, dude. Like, I don't know. It's an AFC South. He could just come and run that division a little bit. The effects.
A-Rod a free agent, right?
Nah, I think he still got a contract, but he want to get traded. I'm not sure. I know Devon is a free agent for sure.
Nah, I mean, the Colts don't got no picks and shit, though, so.
Shit, I don't care what it takes. You can have Wentz and my picks the next 3 years.
I mean, man. Yeah, the Rams trading future picks and shit, so, yeah, the Colts could do that.
Yeah, man. Niggas serious about winning. But let's get into a couple more of these games. So, I think, we started off hot with that one, and then we got right into goddamn Bengals-Titans, dude. Talk to me about Joey fucking B. That nigga's a winner, dog. Everywhere he goes, he went Heisman, won it. National championship, he won it. Now he in the AFC championship game already off rip.
Bro, I got into spaces before that game, and people were telling me, like, oh, no, they're not going to win. Like, oh, experience. Like, they don't got – bro, we just saw them – the same players that dominated that game, basically, we just saw them have the craziest college run ever. You feel me? Like, that. Sometimes that experience shit goes out the window when players just have the it factor. And I just think they came out with a good game plan, bro.
No, that's a fact.
I got to take the L on that one. I thought the Titans were winning that game. I ain't going to lie to y'all.
Hey, man, me too. I thought Derrick Henry was finna run all over
the place. Man, I thought Henry was finna be back, but that nigga wasn't even doing shit.
Bro, Jab, think about it. When your foot hurt and you playing running back, especially how Derrick Henry play running back, you can't jump cut.
Yeah.
You can't do none of the things that you normally do. Mm-hmm. Like, you hella less effective, bro.
That's why I was surprised he was coming back, especially at his size. Like, your foot and Cam Akers, too, when he came back from an Achilles, I was like, yo, like, with your cutter, your lateral agility, everything, when you play running back, being able to plan and move, especially at his size, that shit matters so much. But, man, I all them niggas who was like, yo, they should pick Sewell over Chase, man. Y'all niggas is eating y'all words every fucking week. Chase is a superstar, dude. He's a fucking star.
I will say for some, because a lot of us are Joe Burrow fans, it was more so in the sense of, like, just wanting to make sure he has protection for the future. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. No, for sure.
Obviously, we want him to have – I'm like, man, I want y'all to make sure, like, he's straight because, I mean, he a boy. I mean, he's a Joe Burrow fan. But that was always my fear the whole time. Like, damn, bro, like, I hope he don't – you know what I'm saying? Like, get hurt or anything because y'all not getting him no help to protect him. But, you know, it worked out perfectly. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't nothing like having your receiver back, so –
Yeah, no, that's true. And, you know, the rest of them weapons is cool, too. They got Tyler Boyd. He's criminally underrated. They got T. Higgins. That's a nice little number two receiver right there.
That receiver they got is deadly.
It is deadly. Yeah, that shit is deadly. I thought we had a good little weapon.
Joe Mixon over there.
Yeah, and then you can hand the ball off to a top six running back in the league. You feel me?
Yeah. CJ really Zoma, too. They tight end is cool, too.
Real Bay nigga.
Bengals low-key with it. Them niggas nice.
Yep. They solid.
And that defense plays hard, bro. So,
but nah, that's crazy how they got out of that game winning, giving up 10 sacks, man. That nigga Burrow was in hell.
Boy, I know that nigga hopped in the ice tub at the game, bro. 10 sacks, like 15 more hits.
He was in that motherfucker for a couple of days, boy.
But look, that go back to what I just said. That's like, that's why sometimes you move straight off the soil pick. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit like that.
Yeah,
like, yeah, but then on the opposite hand, like, you, bro, like, playoff reps mean so much. And if they would have picked Sewell, they would have only won maybe six, maybe seven games. Like, they wouldn't even
be in this position. Jamar, we wouldn't be talking about these niggas right now.
My thing is, I'm glad they made the Chase pick, but it's why that Sewell thing was floating back then. It's simply because we're talking about that's now. That's understandable.
For sure, it's understandable.
It's almost, bro, they put their hands to the fire basically by picking Jamar for real.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Like, with Burrow coming out of that injury, you feel me? Just
Man, my thing about Burrow is, like, they really not supposed to be here. You remember when LeBron James said that shit? Like, I'm just a kid from Akron. I'm not supposed to be here. Like, the Bengals, they are not supposed to fucking be here, dude. Like, the offensive line still needs work. All of them are young and everything. But, like, they're so talented. And Burrow, I've been hearing a lot of comparisons to Brady. Like, just, like, the swagger and the shit he brings. It makes you feel like he can win any game. He can overcome anything type of thing. And I see a lot of the, like, similarities in that game, man. I'm not saying they're going to beat KC, but there's not gonna be no walk in the park. I think that's gonna be another great show.
I'm big on don't go out there and lay down. And that's that. I feel like that'd be playing a part in sometimes like how we even win at times. Like even though Jimmy go out there and fuck up the game, he don't go lay down. You know what I'm saying? The whole rest of the game, like you can still put him in position. Like, all right, Jimmy, here's one more try. Try to put us in position. Like Burrow's a fighter, Brady a fighter. You know what I'm saying? And no matter what's going on with the game, just don't go out there and lay down. Like, go fight back at the least. I can handle an L, but I don't like L's where I feel like you didn't punch them back.
Yeah, that's L's, you took. That's a fact, and that should trickle down to the rest of the team too. Like correct. Nobody gave up at that point. That starts with your quarterback, bro. But man, yeah. Tannehill, oh my god, son.
What do the Titans do?
Man, they need to hire me or what are y'all, man? put me out there, man. I can throw three picks too.
You feel me? Nah, Tannehill he had a bad game. But I mean, Tannehill never really has good games, especially in the off, especially what he do with them niggas. Like Tennessee got a nice little constructed team. I don't think nobody thought that defense was gonna be what it was this year. But I mean, everything else came into play. AJ Brown was trying to get off. Julio was, you feel me? He wasn't Julio that we know, but he was trying to become that.
He gonna be a year older.
They had Derrick Henry before he got hurt getting off. I still think he would have won MVP if he didn't got hurt, but I mean, it is what it is.
I agree.
Yeah, man, the Titans, I don't know what they need to do, man, but Tannehill definitely, he didn't show you he's not it. They got to move on from, bro.
Shit, I think Baker Mayfield will be smooth over there. I don't know about y'all, but.
Man, let's not do no Baker Mayfield talk. Let's do no Baker Mayfield top. No here, Baker man. Mayfield.
I'm not gonna lie, bro.
I gotta get my dog job somewhere, man. Come on.
Baker does not have the goods, bro. I'm sorry to tell you, bro. He is not it.
Yeah,
bro. Man, he can't hand the ball off 20 times a game. He already got practice.
He don't need to be starting nowhere,
bro. Baker is not it, man. Baker does not come have on, the goods.
Hey, y'all saw what AJ Brown said? He said he wants to start getting used like Debo.
Everybody want to be Debo now.
Yeah,
everybody's chasing shit now.
Everybody want to be Debo now.
That's it. What he said, Debo, that, I'm like, damn, that shit gangster, man. Everyone chasing that shit now.
Debo got the perfect person for it. Because he physical as hell. He not like a big body to where like he ain't got no speed. Like his body size is perfect where he got a hell of speed. He powerful. He not scared of contact. He can make all types of cuts. He's
just a unique athlete, bro.
Yeah, he's just
a unique athlete.
One on one. That's 1-on-1 right there. For sure.
Everybody can't do that. Like Debo out there reading them holes like a running back.
Yeah, no.
I've been telling, bro. Malik heard me say it before, bro. He the receiver version of AK.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. No, that's a good call. I mean, he just, I don't even want to call him a receiver, but he's just a football player, bro. Like you could put him anywhere on that offense, he's gonna make it happen.
Yeah. Bro, when he used to do it in college, it's been a minute since we did it. When I see him open that kickoff return in the second half, I was like, hold on, bro, is that Debo back there? And he did it, bro.
I didn't even peep until you ran the nigga over. I'm like, wait, that was Debo? What the fuck?
Yeah, but this was part of my thing earlier in the season. You remember when people were calling Kyle a bozo? He's like, oh, you got your fullback at tight end, da da da, all this other shit. I'm like, yo, the one thing he always did right is like, I don't care how the fuck it happens, Debo is touching the rock. That's the one thing he did right the whole season.
It was some of the – he just had some questionable things he was doing in the beginning of the season. So, it was just looking bad. Everything wasn't meshing yet. You know what I'm saying? He had a couple injuries.
He was bad on situational downs.
Yeah. Really
bad. So it made his offense look ugly.
To where and me and Barry –
beginning of the year, though, we can't even lie,
about this before, too. Like, with football, bro, it don't got to be that complicated sometimes. So sometimes it really is.
Yeah.
Just smash my football and go out there and punch him in the mouth.
He was playing, bro. He was doing anything, bro. He had Kittle doing jet sweeps and shit. Like, bro, what are we doing?
Yeah, bro, doing jet sweeps on 2nd and 8, and you don't go nowhere. Now it's 3rd and 8. Now your offense out of tune. You feel me? Like, you can't do that, bro.
Yeah, he was doing some bonehead shit beginning of the year, came in life. So
even the 2019 year, like I get, like I said, I get Jimmy not don't got the strong arm all that, but like at this point he's the starter, so I'm always big on like, look, if you gonna give him the keys to the car, you not. And there be times where like he have given him the keys, but you can't play like that. You can't keep playing scary forever. You gotta go, I can handle going out there to fight. But when you playing super conservative against certain teams, like you making them think we soft, they're gonna keep pushing us back.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And like I said, me and Barrett talked about it before, like it don't gotta be as complicated as certain coaches make it out to be. Sometimes just go out there and just play football. Sometimes it is as simple as just go out there and be more physical than that team. And we was more physical than Dallas. So like all that talking they was doing, you're not more physical than us.
Micah Parsons was doing all that talking when
they tried to win the pregame battle by just running their mouth. Like, nigga, we still gotta play football. You know, y'all gonna translate that shit on the field? No.
When your coach is saying at the press conference that he peeping y'all energy during prayer, but y'all basically scared, that just show where y'all head is at. Like you doing all that talking, but you scared to go back it up now. Like get out there, everybody on our team on both sides of the ball, from our linemen to our offensive weapons, to our everybody's just physical, and they gonna try to go knock you on your ass.
That's a fact. That's it, man. Hey.
So are the Titans gonna be suitors for people like the quarterbacks like Russ and A-Rod?
No, them niggas is not going to Tennessee, bro. Yeah,
never. All right. I just want to ask.
Rodgers might want to.
But I don't know. A-Rod is Manny. Not saying like that's the worst choice, but what's in Tennessee for that nigga? Like, I mean, they got A.J. Brown, Derrick Henry, and fucking Julio, whatever. But is that what he's going to choose to reside to finish his career off? I don't know.
I don't know what he wants to do with his career. Like, he all the way up in Green Bay, so he don't mind being isolated. I don't know. That might be a move he considered. Plus, he talking about Denver, Indianapolis, all this other shit, too. So, you never know. Tennessee might be part of that shit, too.
I think him or Rush should go to Denver.
Yeah, he should.
Get the fuck on. Whatever he got to do, man. Get the fuck out of here, man.
He does.
Sorry to him.
See, y'all niggas just want that nigga out the division, man. Y'all niggas not sleep.
You're not lying. I do want him out.
I'm going to keep it. Hey, Jeff, I'm going to keep it so 100. Fuck that nigga. He got to go. That nigga got to go. What?
I like Russ, bro. I'm
sick
of
that nigga, man. Man, fuck that nigga. We lost to them bum ass niggas twice this year, man. That shit was crazy.
Man,
like I said, that's Jimmy's fault. I'm blaming that on him. He's giving him the ball.
Y'all niggas so mad to pay that nigga Kings $100 at the end of the season because y'all didn't get it done against goddamn Russ, man. I was pissed.
Man, how you think I forgot to pay that Mark ass nigga too, man? What the fuck?
Man. Bitch ass.
Like I said, real niggas prevailed though. You know what I'm saying? They was talking that shit, talking about get over 500 and shit. You know what I'm saying? Once we got our people back, we started really rolling. It was over with, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And I told everybody, y'all was literally outside of Niner fans, like a few two people that was like, bro, don't sleep on them. They are dark horse, bro. Like they just was in a Super Bowl. We was in a space just talking about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Everybody was like, I ain't gonna lie though, Jab, the only nigga that never gave up. Jab was like, bro, I'm not selling my stock. I ain't gonna lie to y'all. Like, I don't know what the fuck y'all got going on, but I'm not selling my Niner stock. Jab never sold it. That nigga held on until the last, you feel me? And look, now look where we at.
Man, I looked at y'all's schedule at the end of the year. I'm like, hold on, bro. If this team gets to the playoffs, nobody's going to want to face Trent Williams, Bosa, Fred Warner, Debo, all these niggas first round. That's a tough matchup. I don't give a fuck who it is. Kyle Shanahan, he been to the Super Bowl and everything. Like, I don't know. Niggas got amnesia or some shit. But this team was literally up in the Super Bowl 2 years ago about to beat the shit out of Patrick Mahomes. I don't know. I guess these niggas got amnesia or some shit.
Niggas got amnesia from what happened 2 years ago. And like I said earlier, nigga, we got hurt last year. So niggas just all completely disregarded everything we did. They was like, oh, what? Them niggas sorry. Like, them niggas weak as hell. Nobody worry about them. Like, all right, man.
Okay.
Sound real good.
Hey, I want to get back to this dude, Jamar Chase. Where y'all think he ranks in the league? Because I want it to be a situation where niggas like holding on to some Stephon Diggs shit that doesn't exist anymore. Like that nigga passed him up, right?
Diggs Cook, yeah, he passed him up.
Even though he's a rookie,
he's still top five, man. I don't give a fuck about none of that.
I lied about Diggs. Shout out Black if you listen to this. I lied about Diggs. I ain't gonna lie, bro.
Yeah, he tricked us all, man. That nigga's not no top five receiver, man.
Yeah, Diggs had that year, the COVID year, had niggas thinking he was really him, but seemed like Brett can't produce. Nigga put up, he put up the last game they played, the nigga had like two catches or some shit. Like, what? That's crazy.
Right now, Jamar top five, and ain't no question about it. I mean, we can argue that he top three, keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? But he definitely top five. It's too many, especially this season in particular. It's a couple of players that just really like stepped up and balled out, from Cooper to Debo to Jamar. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, niggas, a lot of niggas got their spot snatched this year, so that's what happened.
You can argue that top three and interchange certain players, but he definitely top five right now.
Yeah, I felt like for the longest, like, people were like, oh, it's Devonta, it's Julio, it's AB, it's Hop, it's all these dudes, like, man, dudes who are older in the league now. All them niggas
from the past, that's from the past.
Man, that's what I'm saying, it's a new age now. Now we're talking about Chase and Jettas and Debo and Cup and all these. I don't know, it's cool to see, man, league going in a cool direction. Tyreek Hill over there, too.
So I feel like some of them people.
Of course, Tay.
Yeah, Tay the one constant, too. Shout out to Mike Evans, man.
Tay, the only nigga that ain't got his spot snatched. He's still, for me, still holding it down. But the rest of them niggas, all like D-Hop and Diggs, nobody thinking of them niggas no more, man. Them niggas over with. Julio, all them niggas over with.
I thought them was lazy choices for some people, too, just because they had already been in the league. And, just, you know, did only couple, reason did a couple they years was naming them niggas because they names. But now you got them young Bulls now. It's like really stepping up. Just what, year two for
Jettas?
Jettas. It's year two for him right now.
Year two.
I mean, all they got to do is be consistent, and I'm sure they're going to be consistent, and it's we're not even going to be for it. We're not talking about Julio like that. That's top five.
Yeah.
So, I mean, they taking over right now. It's going to be Cooper. It's going to be Jettas. It's going to be Jamar. It's going to be Debo.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? We in a new age, man. It's bright for the
new rain. It's a new rain around this month, man.
Man, I guess we got to get this game out the way, man. We got to talk about this fuck-ass Rams.
Man, y'all blew the bag.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Hey, I think let me just get my thoughts off uninterrupted real quick, man. It was so much fuck shit going on in this game. I'm not finna use no injury excuses because, you know, we beat the Chiefs and they were banged up. So I'm not finna talk about how we didn't have AB or Godwin or three more receivers. We're using a tight end in the slot and all of that. That shit didn't really matter to me because I still feel like as bad as we played, and we clearly got outplayed, man, we still should have won the game, bro. Like, we battled all the way back. Oh, look at the second half, dude. Matt Stafford had 70 yards passing. They couldn't run the ball for shit. We forced four fumbles, all this shit. It was like God was coming down. And he was like, yo, win the game.
It was destined for y'all to win, and y'all just couldn't do it.
Yeah, now,
This was determining the game for me. The fourth quarter after y'all got that, it was like back-to-back turnovers. I think y'all turned the ball over, they turned the ball over, and then y'all turned it over again. I'm like, oh, y'all was supposed to score after that last turnover.
Yeah, bro, y'all can never capitalize, bro.
Y'all was cooked after that.
No, just they beat the shit out of us in the trenches. Our old line was good all year. It was top five, arguably top three. You know, we just without Tristan out there, it was bad.
How'd you feel knowing he wasn't playing? Was you kind of like knowing it was kind of over after that, or what?
It's funny because I told a couple niggas about this. I told like Reek, and I think I told Ben a couple niggas. I said, man, I'm already having Von Miller nightmares, dog. Like, I don't even know who's gonna be over there protecting this nigga, man. Like, it was all bad. Vaughn had the game of his life. I haven't seen him hoop like that since Super Bowl.
Right. And then it was ugly because even Tristan backup got hurt. Like,
Tristan backup got hurt. So we had to put in an undrafted right guard out there. Man, it was all bad. Mm-hmm. So then that since we had to do that, we had to take Gronk out the passing game. It's not like he was doing anything anyway. So, yeah, it was all
Donovan Smith was getting cooked.
He was getting cooked. I mean, they got Floyd, and they could put Aaron Donald on that side. It was bad. The only niggas who played good in that game, I would say, Tom Brady played good. Mike had a good game. And then Ali Marpet left off. That's everybody else.
Brady didn't play good to the end. Brady was kind of phony the first half.
You can't even tell me that nigga didn't play good, because if you saw they won 58. I read a stat. They won 58% of their pass rush reps. 58%. Man, he can't do shit with that. He couldn't even get the ball out.
That's really what it was. Like, I'm watching the game. I'm like, damn, they O-line getting bullied out there. Like,
yeah, nah. It's
Brady, so he can't go nowhere. He got to just take it.
Yeah, man, this shit was bad. Like, low-key, man, if he retired, it's because of that game. I'm telling you, Nigga do not like that, getting hit like that when he's 45.
That would have been the one that had me hanging up. I ain't gonna hold you. That was bad. They did them bad out there.
But despite all of that, man, niggas found a way to get back in the game. And what happened?
Oh, brother.
We sacked Stafford, so they had a wasted timeout. It's 30 seconds left. It's second and long from, like, the dogs to 20. And Sean Murphy Bunting, who been my dog for like a year, but he been playing garbage all season. He slipped, cup, get a first down like the 40 or some shit get out of bounds. We didn't even get the nigga in bounds. And the Bulls gonna call it zero blitz for no. I can still see the image in my head, dude. Like, he called it zero blitz for no reason. We supposed to be keeping niggas in front of us, bro. And so cup goes for like 60 yards. Game over. Matt Gay, who we cut and the Rams picked up last year, made a Pro Bowl, and he gonna end my season, which is the icing on the fucking cake, dude. Like, I don't know where we go from here, dude.
What a beautiful fucking story, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, how's Sean Payton doing, my nigga? Story. Hey, how's Sean Payton doing? Hey, how Drew Brees doing over there, my boy?
Now that we on here, how you feeling about all that, Bear? What's your thoughts? You know what I'm saying? On the whole shit.
Yeah, now that time's passed, man. My nigga needed some rest, man. He was going through a lot, bro. Like, just like all the debacles, like, you feel me? The Minnesota Miracle and just all that shit, bro. The flag and the injuries this year. Drew retiring last year. My boy was going through a lot, man.
Yeah, man. When you just get your heart broke over and over and over and over and over in the playoffs, man. Okay. And over and over and over and over again.
You know why you talking like this?
Because we won a Super Bowl on your head?
And save your bitch-ass franchise.
Oh, hold on. Didn't they call Drew Brees the warden? How we won a ring on y'all watch, man?
All right, man. Drew had two ribs and then Jared Cook bitch-ass. Man, I don't want to get this all the time. That's done. But it's a new era. I mean, we just I don't know where we go from here. I got to see who the coach going to be.
Hey, man, if Brady retires, dude, the NFC South is going to be unwatchable, man.
Yeah, piss poor.
Man, we got Sam Darnold. We got Ian Book. We got Kyle Trask. We got Matt Ryan. That shit is garbage, man.
I hope the massage man don't go to Carolina, man.
I just need a quick prayer to God, praise Allah and all that, man. Please do not let that nigga in my division, man. Please. I just escaped Breeze, man. Please. But yeah, credit to Stafford and them for getting it done or whatever. Fuck that nigga, man. I've been talking shit about this nigga all year. I'm not about to switch up now. I hope he loses.
Hey, now that's fucked go up. Niners, been man. Shitting on them niggas all year just for them to end y'all and send y'all home.
That's you had to remind me about that, man. Here I am rooting for the Niners. You gonna say all that?
Hey, man, I'm just bringing you the facts, bro. That's what happened.
Now that we hear who y'all got for
I ain't gonna talk about shit. I'm gonna spare Jal because he been rocking with us. So
I appreciate you, man. That's a real nigga right there. And go follow my boy Club Ant, man. Fuck with my nigga.
Real nigga, man. He was one of the few, nigga. Like, literally, like, it was only a couple niggas that know football.
They don't sleep on these niggas, brother. Other niggas just hating. I mean, when they feel involved and shit.
And I'm gonna, like, you ever realize, like, the facts on the game and shit?
Big time.
Yeah, bro, y'all was one of the few niggas. This in the summer for the season.
Only thing they was like seeing was Jimmy G.
Nigga, Jab was one of the few niggas.
That's King's bruh shots, nigga. That's all you niggas shots.
Yeah, man, that's like King's bruh influence, but the niggas don't know who the fuck they talking about, man. That's all that is.
King,
shout out my nigga. He know what he...
We here, nigga.
Hey, low-key. Low-key,
what he talking about? He was just in his feelings. He was just in his feelings.
Hey, low-key, we lost the game as soon as King said, "I'm a Bucks fan for the rest of the shit." As soon as that nigga, like, he cursed everybody who he picked against, y'all has lost so far,
bro.
Man, that nigga is a curse,
he's
man.
He's a curse, bro.
He already tweeted his Rams house shit, so you know what that means.
Yeah, them niggas finna lose. Yeah, y'all Super Bowl champs, man.
For the next games.
Hey, I'm gonna keep it a stack. Kyle's not losing his game. How about that? Look, Kyle's not losing his game. They here.
Look, I'm gonna keep saying it. As long as we play our game and Jimmy don't turn the ball over, it's over. Like it's really that simple. Don't give him the ball. What?
What's the score?
I'm gonna say it's gonna be close. I'm assuming they so I'm gonna go 37.
30-27. I was thinking something similar. I was like 27-24.
Something like that. Yeah, somewhere in that range.
Yeah, man. I think the one thing that y'all could do that we couldn't is we couldn't get our run game going, like, at all. But if it's one thing Kyle going to do, he's going to run it 40 to a million times. So you're going to really wear down Aaron Donald. You're going to wear down, you know, all them niggas, Von Miller, Leonard Floyd, Day in the middle, man. It's going to be a war. And if they not ready, here comes Debo on the end around. Debo, you know, on a slam play, all that shit. So, you know, they
linebackers don't scare us. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, we're going to run right at you. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So, like I said, as long as we play our game, Jimmy, don't give them the ball, like, we should be good. That's my biggest thing. You get on the ball, it's over with. If I see him have two turnovers initially, the defense have to, like, really fight for their life, get him the ball again at the end of the game to go win it. So, I mean, it's really that simple. That's really what our game's be coming to, is like, okay, what Jimmy going to do? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what everybody else going to do. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Malik,
what you got
man, to score? Malik having a little technical difficulties or whatever. We gonna keep it rocking. But
yeah.
I think everybody here in agreement, right? We got Niners winning, or Bill, you got something different.
Nah, I got the Niners winning. 34-27.
I can see that. Man, we gotta talk about that last game, bro.
I think it's gonna be, bro. I think it's gonna be like 12 combined sacks in this game, bro.
Oh, it's gonna be a war. Yeah. We got you, Lee. We were just talking about who we got between you know, Battle of Cali, man, Battle of the Bay, and everything, man. Who you got? We got Niners. We got Rams. Who you got? What's the score?
Battle of the Bay, man. Them niggas is in L.A., man. Fuck them niggas.
Yeah, I'm about to say, nigga, ain't
in the Bay. But when y'all come down to L.A., then y'all make it the Bay, man. Y'all know y'all travel well.
That's Levi South.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's Levi Jr. over there.
That's Levi South over there. You know what I'm saying? Little Levi's. You know what I'm saying? You seen Matt Stafford's wife talk about it last time, how deep he was in the building?
Yeah, that's facts. And then they try to pull that shit where, you know, they wouldn't let y'all buy tickets until, like, last day or whatever.
Yeah, bro. And I had Rams fans tweeting me, acting like, oh, like, that's some normal thing other franchises do, blah, blah, blah. Like, no, bro, they know what they're doing. They trying to limit Niner fans from getting up in there. First of all, this is my problem with Rams fans now. Like, I know a couple Rams fans I was, like, fans when they was in St. Louis and been for a while. They be these, like, new fans. I know you just became a Rams fan, like, 3-4 years ago when they moved back. And I'd rather you be honest and say that, but don't be talking to me like you really certified, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just really know y'all history and shit like that. Like, don't talk to me, because I'm just going to laugh at you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, bruh, you don't –
people from St. People from St. Louis going for the Niners. It's crazy. It's comedy.
Damn.
Nobody fuck with the Rams, bro.
There's no fans down there, bro. Like, all these – all them
bruh, Rams They have no fans nowhere, bro.
Facts, man. Hey, nope. Shout out to the Niners, man. Y'all about to be back. Shit, we might get a little Super Bowl rematch. We got to talk about, you know, that Bills Chiefs game, dude. What a fucking game that was. This is why I'll be talking about that. That might be the best divisional round ever, man. Every game was magic, man.
Hey, I'm here to give Josh Allen his flowers, bro. You number two, bro. You got it.
So let me ask y'all this, and then I'm gonna say my opinion on it. So you got people out on Twitter complaining about the overtime rule. You feel like the rules are still okay?
Man, tell them niggas get a stop, man. It is what it is.
Yeah,
tell niggas get a stop, man. You had 45 minutes to play football, and you gonna complain about, you know, because I didn't get the ball, man. You still got to stop then. That's all it is. We're not changing
nothing. My thing is, you have the game in your hand. You let them go down the field in 13 seconds.
That's what I'm saying. You can't bitch about that. All y'all had to do was you feel me? You won the game.
Literally.
You can't give nigga that you can't design it any better than that, bro. Like they had no time to go tie the score and they did, and so they got the ball first. They beat you. It is what it is. No bitching about that.
Y'all hear me all the time, bro. Because niggas was like, oh, they got the number one defense, oh, bro. That shit don't matter in the playoffs, bro. Stats and all that shit do not matter. You could have been playing the Jets, the three worst teams in the league 3 straight weeks, and your stats is skewed.
Yep.
You feel me like that? That shit don't matter,
but what we say all the time, man, like, throw all that shit out the way. Playoffs is about matchups, dog. It's about who on the other side, dude.
Yeah. It's that simple.
Yeah, but that Man, this might be part of the reason Sean retired. He's seen Mahomes, he's seen Allen, and he looked at his QB room, and he's like, I don't got the dogs to compete with this shit, dude. What am I doing here? Because them two niggas, that's the future of football right there, bro. That's the future of football right there. Niggas 6'3", 6'4", can run around, could throw 70-yard darts and shit, man. Like, them two niggas is aliens, bro.
I'm really hoping that, like, I mean, obviously all these quarterbacks are unique in their own way, but I'm hoping that
Trey Lance is
somewhere along the Patrick Mahomes route as far as, like, just being able to, like, really make plays and stretch the field and use his legs. And just, he has a cannon. Like, Mahomes is crazy. I'd be really hoping, like, Trey Lance is just something along them lines of, like, being able to – I mean, he has the characteristics to do it, but once he really gets that under – you know, get his feet wet in the game, like, fully, like, I'm really hoping, like, he really just, like, tear up the game and really open up our offense, you know what I mean? And, like,
yeah,
man, because it's going to be crazy.
It's interesting because y'all kind of did go the Mahomes route with it too. I mean, at least with Trey's, he's not playing this year. He's seen a lot of reps, from the sidelines. He's seen Jimmy G, you know, Alex Smith, you know, do their thing in the playoffs, lead, you know. But he just waiting in the wings, getting his feet wet, like just waiting for his opportunity. So, and he got all the traits. He was one of my favorite quarterbacks. Him and Fields are my two number ones outside of, Trevor. I thought low-key they had the potential to be better than him. But, you know, he just waiting in the wings, waiting for a shot. So, y'all definitely got the mold right.
You know, what's funny was that I saw a chart a couple weeks back. And even though I know Jimmy be throwing all these short routes, I saw this chart. And it was, like, Jimmy's passes. And, like, all of it's just, like, in the middle of the field, right? But, like, short-ass passes. But it's, like, the reason that, like, he throws so many picks. Because it's, like, them linebackers are not dropping nowhere. They're taking two steps back and you throwing it right to them. You know what I'm saying? And then you see the chart right next to you see Trey's chart, and then, like, his passes, like, his dots are all over the field. You know what I'm saying? Like, really stretching the field. And I'm like, damn, like, that's what I really want for my team, for us to really be able to, like, open it up. Because once he steps in, and they're, like, threatened by his legs and his arm, like, brush up.
On top of the other weapons and their versatility, this is going to be crazy.
Yeah. It's going to be crazy, bro, from him to the backfield for us. All our receivers, bro. Kittle's paid. Debo about to get paid. Ayuk, we got another, like, what, 2 years for him before we got to really pay him. Like, bro, I mean, and Jennings, boy, like, he a dog. You know what I'm saying? He be balling on third down for us.
Yep.
So, you know, I'm looking forward to the future. Right now, I'm focused on this game. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm really hoping we just, like I said, play our game of football. Like, and that's the same thing we should have did the year we went to the Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? I feel like we got away from playing our game of football, and that's why we lost on top of that. You know what I mean? Back in here.
Yes, sir. We back up in this bitch, man. But, back to that game. We were talking a little bit about the similarities between Trey and Lance. Go ahead and finish up your thought, brother.
But I was just saying, man, like, I'm, you know,
to let he do for us in the future,
like, opening up the offense and
stretching the field.
That's what we need, you know what I'm saying? And like I said, a lot of Jimmy's picks be coming from just him just throwing in a whole bunch of traffic. So once people, like, really are threatened by Trey's legs for him running around and his arm, I mean, it's going to open up so much for us, you know what I mean? And Kyle should really be able to open up his playbook even more.
Yeah. See, in college, one of his comparisons was to Josh Allen. You know, he was used the same way, you know, a lot of QB runs. You had a big arm, throw down the field and everything. And if you could do that and combine with Debo's able to do, that's going to be a scary offense to go up against, man, for a long time. So, I think this was one of the best weeks of football I've seen in a long time. That Bills Chiefs game might be the best. I got to put down my sword about this Mahomes shit, dude. It's just, you know, the kid is who he is.
I can't escape, bro.
I can't escape it, man. I listen. my record is undefeated with my takes, man. But I lost this one, man. Mahomes is Mahomes, man. I gotta give it up to that nigga, man. You're the best in the league.
Hey, yeah. Man, that boy. We saw it, man.
And then, Josh Allen moved up to number two for me. So.
Yeah. In the league? It's just no way with 13 seconds left, like, I got to worry about can he get down the field, bro.
Like, come on.
That is unbelievable.
I'm thinking it's over with.
Yeah. I feel bad for Josh. That nigga won the game, like, four times in the last 2 minutes. And this nigga Mahomes marched down the field in overtime and with 13 seconds left. It's just I lost, man. I retired all my Mahomes agenda, man. I'm a fan now at this point.
Yeah. So y'all saying Josh Allen? What you said he where in the league right now? Or are you saying just the AFC number two?
Nah, he man, that nigga, bro, man. Like that, he wherever you put Mahomes, Josh Allen, you know, 1A, he number two, man. Just that nigga impressed the fuck out of me in the playoffs, man. What he did to Bills defense and then going head up against Mahomes, no turnovers. By the way, that was his big thing. Is he turned the ball over too much? Mm-hmm. No turnovers in this postseason.
Really? None? Damn.
None. Yeah, no, he was like 9 touchdowns, no picks, and like, man, he went toe to toe with Mahomes, and for a while, I wasn't sure who was the better quarterback.
Yeah, that shit was. It was that was beautiful football. I ain't got nothing to say about that. It was good football.
Man, I really don't. I will say
the league in good hands, man. All these young QBs are stepping up, man. That came into the league over the course of the last whatever year Lamar came out. So from his year to now, like all these young QBs, man, we in great hands for the future.
Yeah, we really. I mean, all of them in the AFC too. That's kind of weird.
Man.
Yeah.
Man. Hey, so Lee, what's your score prediction for y'all game? Because I already know you got y'all.
Let me see. All the games we played with them, we didn't really put up numbers for except for the first match. We had 31. I'm going to say we win. Say we win by 10, 31-21.
Okay.
I'm not mad at that. We all kind of in the ballpark, you know, about 27, 30-ish points.
Yeah.
You guys think are y'all nervous to play Stafford at all? Because he kind of a different beast in the playoffs so far.
He not really the one that's scaring me. It's just this matchup as a whole. Like, yeah, that's the matchup as a whole.
Really, I'm worried about for they line. How they line was looking against the Bucks, man. If they get in there and they make Jimmy shit the bed like he did against Green Bay, we're gonna be in trouble for sure.
I'm not even, to be honest with you, our line holds up well against theirs. Like, I mean, every time we play them the last three years, one of the games we beat their ass. You know what I'm saying? But like, this is the third time in one season. So it's like
if I was a Niner fan, I would just be scared about the internal shit, like shit that y'all could control.
I mean, I just really feel like if we just play our game, we should have no issue.
That's what I'm saying. It's just shit y'all could control. Control the ball, protect the ball, and do what y'all do. Run the ball. Like, y'all been doing that shit on them for 2 years. Like,
you got to think, too, when we played them that last game of the season, the regular season, Kawan Williams wasn't out there. So they got out there the first drive and was cooking Dante Johnson, like, immediately. Nice. Kawan Williams wasn't out there. We got Kawan back. If Avery Thomas playing this Sunday, if he playing, and then we got E-Man playing, like, I mean, I feel a lot more safer with all them playing at our corner.
Facts. You know what I'm saying? I do not want to see no Dante Johnson or Josh Norman snaps, please.
That's the only thing. That's been the only two things. That is Jimmy and if Dante Johnson out there. Other than that, bro, if we play our game and we got all hands on deck, bro, we should be able to punch him in the mouth.
Nigga, my heart stopped when I see Dante Johnson on the field. I be like, oh, Lord. Look at this nigga.
They got to be talking about that in the film, bro. I'm telling you, bro. They go at him as soon as the game starts.
That's a fact. The same way in the last game, as soon as that nigga went out, they said, oh, is that Josh Norman in there? Hold on.
And tested him immediately, bro. And I thought it was going to be a PR.
Hey, moment that nigga came in the game, nigga A-Rod was like, yeah, we're going over there. Josh Norman on the field. I know where I'm going. Come on, yeah, Devontae, let's get this money.
This shit was funny. Man, this should be another good four matchups, man. We got the Battle of Cali over on one end, then we got Joe Burrow going. Another good week.
Y'all all got the Chiefs?
Yeah, I got Chiefs, man. Shout out to Joey B. What is it, man?
That's a tough one. I feel like how most people felt with Brady is how I feel with Mahomes right now. It's like I can't really bet against him right now.
Yeah.
I got something that's gonna fuck niggas up though. I'm analyzing how the Niners are gonna play based off the game, this game right here. Nigga, I'm gonna say this. If the Chiefs win, then the Niners gonna win. But if the Chiefs lose, the Niners probably gonna lose. Cause y'all know how this, feel me? These storylines and all that shit be getting set up.
That nigga said Vegas is at play.
I can see if the Chiefs somehow miraculously lose. The Niners probably going in the Blues into, but I hate to say this, but I can see that.
You see, so y'all think, you know, like the storyline or whatever is supposed to be, you know, that Super Bowl rematch or whatever.
Pretty much. That's what it's setting up to be. That's what it's set up to be, pretty much.
Because I ain't gonna hold you. I feel like that's what the storyline was when we played. We lost at the end of the day, but when we played them in 2019 at Super Bowl, I feel like the storyline was supposed to be Mahomes, youngest MVP already, youngest Super Bowl MVP, younger Super Bowl champion. Like, they wanted that, all those accolades for him under his belt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so, I mean, I don't know. Like, I ain't gonna lie, though. I thought they were gonna let the whole Brady Garoppolo situation happen as far as storylines went.
Mm-hmm. That would have been crazy if that went down for sure.
Hey, we honest men in here, right? Hey, tell the truth. Since we talking about storyline, you don't think it's gonna be a little Stafford McVay flashy offense versus the Chiefs? Y'all don't think that could be a storyline, too?
I mean, I think
the Chiefs got a. Either the Niners or the Rams, because just for what you said, you feel me? Yeah, remember that classic game a couple years ago between them?
Yeah, that was a fire game. I remember that.
Remember that game too.
And I mean, I don't know. I mean, don't sleep on. You know, we did play the Bengals back in whatever year that was.
Yeah, they played the Bengals in 94.
So I mean, they might let that storyline happen.
That's the underdog storyline. That's like the least likely one, for real. Like, nigga, that's the one nobody talking about. But if it was to happen, it'd get crazy praise when that moment came. But that's
that'd be a good Super Bowl matchup. See, Debo and Jamar.
I ain't gonna be crazy and get up here and say that the Bengals gonna beat the Chiefs. But I want it to happen. But I'm not crazy.
For sure. We just seen what Mahomes do week in, week out with this shit, man.
I can't escape that ass.
You really can't. You can't count the nigga out, man. You just can't.
I really can't. Okay, so we all got Chiefs. We all got 49ers, man. What about the Super Bowl pick? We got Chiefs, 49ers, Super Bowl. I know y'all rocking with y'all team.
Man, if we get there, we got it. We got to get back.
We need that. We need that. We need that rematch. We need that smoke.
Mahomes is crazy, bro. I don't know.
He gonna try to smoke us if we see that. Hey,
that
again,
guy is so crazy, bro.
He gonna definitely try.
Hold on. You need to stand on that Super Bowl performance though from him though. So, and that's where I'm at with it too. Like our D lineman now, like our rotation is deeper than it was in that Super Bowl.
Right.
So, like, even our next rotating linemen that come in, bro, they all get to it.
The O-line is better.
I'm telling you, bro.
They got Brown on one side, Orlando Brown. It's a different line now.
I'm trying to tell you, our front is turned right now, bro. Like even Armstead took a huge leap this season. I mean, all the people that we got for the low, Jordan Wills, we got him for like a six. All them, bro. We got Samson from the Rams. And paid him, like it's, but we deep right now, man. And it's even in that Super Bowl, bro. Our D lineman wasn't fully healthy, so we were playing most of our starters like a lot. And the backups that was supposed to be there, they were injured.
Man, that's gonna be a matchup, man. I don't even want to give my pick right now, man. I got to think about it more, but man, I appreciate y'all boys stopping by, man, chopping it up with us. Deep Thirst. Oh, real quick announcement before our Deep Thirst fans. Hey, salute Tariq, whatever it is that he's doing. He went off to go do Teflon Sports. So he going off on his own venture. Appreciate, you know, the 18, 19 episodes he gave us, but he's doing his own thing. It's gonna be me and Baird taking it over. But we got more content coming for you guys.
We still got crazy guests.
Yeah, still got guests on the way. Appreciate y'all rocking with us. Trust me, content is on the way, man. Niggas just had to get their lives right real quick.
Yep. You feel me?
Y'all keep doing y'all thing, man. Appreciate you niggas rocking with us. You feel me? Make some moves down shit, all man. Year. Niggas been holding it down all year for sure.
I appreciate it. Hey, you know if the Niners win, y'all niggas is back, man. On the next key.
Holla at me, man. You know we here.
Yes, sir. We've been waiting on this moment, man. We didn't got hold too many times. I can't keep getting hold, man.
Hey, that's a fact.
I can't keep going outside.
Hey, man. Appreciate y'all. Go ahead. Shout out y'all. Ask one more time. And shout out your business, club, and everything. Talk about that a little bit. Want our viewers to get a chance to fuck with y'all some more.
Hey, man. Fuck with your boy, Club Ant on Twitter. CLUBANTT. Two T's on Twitter. I got a clothing lines, Club Ant, man. I got some new shit coming for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Holla at me. You can always put an order in. You know what I'm saying? I got the hoodies for you. Got the shirts for you. And we got some new logos coming soon, man. Shout out to my brothers, man. I appreciate y'all.
Yes, sir. Shout out fuck with my nigga League 2 League. Shout out show shit, too.
Oh, yeah, go grab that Club Ant. That nigga got all the fly shit for you. He got the, you feel me? He might have your team colorways. He might have your team colorways, but if you don't,
he definitely do custom shit.
My nigga will fuck with it. I'm sure my nigga will fuck with it, so just get at him. But it's been real, man. Appreciate these niggas for bringing us on, letting us talk our shit. It's your boy, Down Bad, League Back. I can't never hold a real nigga down, man. I'm always going to be here. Niggas thought this shit was sweet. Nigga, it's not sweet, nigga. Nigga, what the fuck you mean, nigga? Shit, nigga. In the end, I'm always going to be here, nigga. Just remember that, nigga. Just remember that. I ain't going nowhere.
He's in the end, nigga. I'll be the last niggas, nigga standing, man.
And all you bitch-ass niggas go, you feel me, comment and do all that shit on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, all that good shit, man. You feel
run
me?
Run that shit up, man, for real. Run that
deep
shit
surge,
up.
Man. Fuck with my boys.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I appreciate you. Boys, man, we are.